Today's shir is Zeichenish with Rabbi Yehuda Leib ben Shmuel. Today's shir is Masech the Megillah, Daf Yud Ches. We will begin on Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph, 8 lines from the top, Umaro. The Gemara continues in discussing the order of the Shmoneh Esrei. It says the Gemara, Umaro Lama Birkas Kahanim Acha Haidah. Why did Chazal establish that after we say the Bracha of Haidah, that's when we say Birchus Kahanim? Says the Gemara, the Ksiv Visa Aaron Ashadav El Om Vivarchem. Aaron did Nasius Kapayim Vierid Masois Achatas for Oil of Ashlamim. So the Birchus Kahanim of Aaron Akoyin was by next to the Avoida. So too do we say these two brachas next to each other? But ask the Gemara. So maybe the proper order ought to be that first we should say the Birkus Kahanim and only afterwards say the Avoida. Answers the Gemara Lo Saka Datach. It doesn't make sense to follow that order. The Ksiv VeYerid VaSois Hachatas. Miksiv LaSois. It doesn't say that after he did Birkus Kahanim he went and did Birkus Kahanim. And then he did the chatas. On the contrary, masois ksiv. First he did the kabonis, and after he did the kabonis, then he did birkus kahanim. So ask the Gemara, lema achra avoida. So we should say birkus kahanim right after the we recite, not after moedim. Loisak datach. There's another reason why we should first say moedim. And then afterwards, the Birkus Kahanim. First say carbon, and then Maidim. The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, Zayvech Taida. So since the Torah says Zayvech Taida, it makes sense to follow the order. First, we mention Ritzei, and then afterwards, we immediately afterwards say Maidim. But ask the Gemara, so we have two different approaches. And my chazus asaycha hai, why are we following the pasuk that says zoivich toidel, which seems to indicate that we should say first ritzei and then moidim, samaycha hai, why don't we rely on the other pasuk that we said earlier, v'yisa arnas yodo v'yared masois, that indicates that birkus kahanim should be put next to avoida? Answers the Gemara, mistabra, Chazal felt that avoida v'hoida chodim nasihi. Hadob means that we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the purpose of the Avoida? The purpose of Avoida is also to come to recognition of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. And since these two travel together, it makes most sense to put them together. Says the Gemara, Omaro Loima Sim Sholem Achibis Kohanim. We know that the last bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei is Sim Shalom. So ask the Gemara, why was that point identified to be the last bracha, the bracha after Birkus Kahanim? Says the Gemara, the Ksib, because the Pasuk says in Birkus Kahanim, Mesom Shmiel B'nai Yisrael V'ani Avarchem, bracha the Kadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. When we speak about a bracha that Kadosh Baruch Hu offers us, it's always we think about Shalom. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Hashem Yivarech Amai V'Shalom. And that's why, certainly, even though there are different minhagim regarding what should be the nusach of the last bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, everybody agrees that when we say Birkus Kahanim, the bracha is Sim Shalom. And that's why by Shachris, we say Birkus Kahanim, we say Sim Shalom. By Mincha, if it's a day like we discussed in Masech Tainis, that we're saying Birkus Kahana by Mincha, we say Sim Shalom by Mincha. Why? Because it's connected, as we just learned, because it's connected. So the Mashah asks that if we study the Nusach of Birkus Kahanim, there are many brachas that are listed in Birkus Kahanim. Why is Shalom the one bracha that we single out? So says the Mashah, that there's a concept in halacha that hakol hoylech acha chasima. We always follow the way something ends. And since we know that the Birkus Kahanim ends with the words v'yaseim l'cha shalom, So that's what a proof that the most significant element of the Birkas Kohanim is Shalom. And that's why, says the Ritva, that the bracha that we say, the last bracha that we say before Shmon Esrei, when we say Shmon Esrei Mariv, as we know when we say it on Friday night, is Shalom. Hapares Sukkah Shalom. He says the only reason we don't say that Nusach on during the week is because once they started saying Baruch Hashem Lo'olam Amen V'Amen Yiru Aneinu, so therefore everything changed, and that's why they changed the Nusach to Shema Amo Yisrael Lo'ad. Says the Gemara, V'chim Le'achar, Demei V'esem Zekenim, U'mehem Kama Nevim Tiknu Tefillah. As we've been learning for the last two shiurim, that the Tefillah was established by the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, so says the Gemara, we quoted earlier in yesterday's shiur that Shimon Al Seder, they made this order, Shimon Kapuli, my Hizder. So ask the Gemara, what did Shimon Pekuli do? It was already all established by the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. Answers the Gemara, Shachacham, they were forgotten, the cause of the Sidrum. What Shimon Pekuli did was that, as Ben Yoyada explains, not that they forgot the Shemon Esrei. Shemon Esrei was always davened. And if Shemon Esrei was always davened, certainly they knew the Nusach of the Shemon Esrei. Rather, explains the Ben Yoyada, what the Gemara means to say here is that Shachacham, they forgot the reasoning for this tefillah, and then came along Shimon Pekuli, and he reminded us of why Chazal, why the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila established the tefillah the way they did. Continues the Gemara, Mikav Eloch, also L'Sapa V'Shivchu Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. After you say the Shemon Esrei, you can't say any more. You can't add any brachas. Dom Rebbe Lozer Ma'id Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Mi Yamalel Gevuras Hashem, Yashmia Kol Tilosoi, L'mi No L'mal Gevuras Hashem, who could continuously speak about the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'mi Shiyochol L'shmi Kol Tilosoi, only somebody that could say all of his praise. And of course, since there's nobody that could describe all of the praise of Hashem, we just say what Chazal told us to say and nothing more. So ask the Tori Evan, if that's the case, so then we shouldn't say anything. If the Pasuk seems to indicate that if you can't say everything, don't say anything, so why do we say anything, asked the Tori Evan. So I saw that Ben Yoyada says that because at least every Shabbos we say Nishmas, and in Nishmas we say Ilufinu Malashir Kayom Ein Anachnu Maspikim L'Hoydos. So every Shabbos, when a Jew recites Nishmas, what he's actually doing is making a declaration. The declaration he's making is that I recognize that I do not have the ability to say all the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then when I approach the Shemon Esrei and I say as much as I do, it's based on that declaration that I knew I only could do, that I'm doing as much as I could do. So ask the Mefarshim, the Sefer Re'af asks, if the Gemara is establishing that there's no one who can mention all of the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no person that has that ability, so what's the Pasuk saying? Mi Yimalel. There's nobody that could do that. So he answers, if the Pasuk would not have been stated the way it's stated, we would never say any praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, as much as it's inappropriate to say praise, if you can, to say more praise than you can or than you should, at the same level, he says, it's inappropriate not to say any praise. And that's why the Gemara ends up where it ends up. Say what Chazal told us to say, don't say any more. If somebody says more than he should about the praise of Hashem, nekem in olam, he will die suddenly. If a person tries to attempt to say what he can't say, kiyavula, he will be swallowed up. The Pasuk says, the best praise that we could say by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Miyah, to be quiet. Shama de Kula, the best medicine, the best approach in Mishtuk is to be quiet. Kiyosra Avdimi, Amar, when Rav Dimi came from Bavel, he said, Amri b'marava, they taught us in Etzisrael, Mila b'sela, if a word is worth a sela, Meshtuka b'train, then not speaking is worth two. And the Mashah explains that this Gemara is referring to Shvach of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Since we just finished describing that one should limit the praise that that he says about Kadosh Baruch Hu, so our Gemara says, Mila b'sela, just say one mila, and better to say less. The Svasema says that the pshat in the Gemara is like this. If you need to pay somebody to help you articulate yourself properly, pay a seller. But if you need to pay somebody to help you be quiet and not say something, that's even better. I saw the derisioner explained, Mishtuka betrain, that a person, Mila Basela, Mishtuka betrain, is for every word that you say, so you plan to say whatever you plan to say. So say, for every word you say, keep back two words. That's that the less you say, the better. I saw a similar pshat that when a person speaks, there are times that people have to speak. But when a person speaks, he should not just speak quickly. He should first have mishtuka. He should be quiet first. And he should think about what he's saying. And after he thinks what he's saying, then he should express himself, but not speak without first being quiet and reflecting and thinking, what should I say? How should I say it? I saw the Chazal teach us, Kshem Shemitzel Loim Adava Anishma, as much as there's a mitzvah to say something that what people will pay attention to, Kach Mitzvah Shloi Loim Adava Shein Anishma. There's a mitzvah not to say what will be not said. And that's what the Gemara means to say. Mi'el B'Sela, if a person is saying something, Mishtuka, somebody who doesn't say and realizes that at time it's better not to say, that's better off. I saw that the Bava Rebbe Zitzal explains that this Gemara is coming to teach us that when a person speaks, that he has to realize what is going to be the consequences of what he says. And as he realizes the consequences of what he says, then and only then should he speak and be comfortable with what he says. Without recognizing those consequences, he should not speak. So we learned in the Mishnah, Karapeh, if somebody read the Megillah by heart, lo yotza, he wasn't yotza the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Menolon, from where do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara, Amarava, Asya, Sechir, Sechir. We learned the following Gzer Shava. Ksiv Hacha, it says in the Megillah, Vayomim Elu Niskarim, Ksiv Hasam, regarding the parish of Amalek, Ksiv Zois Zikarim B'Sefer. So since the Torah says B'Sefer, that we have to read Parsha Zoch out of a Sefer, Afkan B'Sefer. Here too, it has to be a Sefer. So the Marcheshes asks, the Torah uses the word Zikaron many times in the Torah. So why from all the times that the Torah uses the word Zikaron do we learn from Amalek? Why don't we learn from Shabbos or from other places where the Torah uses the word Zikaron? So Marcheshes answers that since we know that the story of Purim is so very connected to Mechias Amalek, Haman was a descendant of Amalek, so therefore it makes most sense that if we're going to compare Zikaron, we're going to compare it to Amalek. Another pshat, perhaps, is that as we've discussed many times, one does not have the right to introduce a Gzeres Shavah by themselves. The Gzeres Shavah we have from generations, and actually the Gzeres Shavahs come from Har Sinai, from Sinai. And that was the Gzeres Shavah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu established. Once it's the Gzeres Shavah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu established, we can't ask a question, this Gzeres Shavah makes more sense than another Gzeres Shavah. Ask the Gemara, Umay Zechira Kriyihi, who says the Zechira that said by Amalek means that we should read it, say Parsha Zocha, Dilma Iyim Ba'alma. Maybe all it means is to think and study Parshas Amalek. That is in Pshat. The Tanya, Zocha She'asul Chamalek, Yochabalev, that it would be adequate just to think about it. Kishuaymer loy tishkach hare shichas alev omer. So we already know from that pasuk that one may not forget mechemes amalek. Hamanim kaim zocher. What do we learn from here? That zechira has to be prepared. So the Shas HaTshuva's opinion Shloima says there's a very fundamental difference. There's another difference between Pasha Zohar. We know we read Pasha's Parah, Pasha Shkolim. Pasha Zohar is not just an obligation. Pasha Zohar is an obligation on every single individual. Whereas Pasha's Parah, Pasha Shkolim, and Pasha's Achaydish are chiyuvim on the tzibur, but not on the individual. Kara Targum, we learned in the Mishnah that somebody read the Megillah, not in Lashon Kodesh, Lo Yotza. Ask the Gemara, Hechidomi, exactly what is meant with that statement in the Mishnah. Ilema, the Ksiva Mikra, that the Megillah is written in Lashon Kodesh, the Karlei Targum, and then you look at the Hebrew words in the Megillah, and you say them in Targum, ask the Gemara, so that's already Hainu Alpeh. And we just discussed that one cannot be Yotza the Mitzvah when he reads it by heart. Like Tzricha, answers the Gemara, the Ksiva Targum, the Megillah was written in that language, the Karlei Targum, and you read it in the language that it's written in, still, you're not Yotza. And the reason Targum is mentioned is because Targum, we know, they very often used to learn in the Targum, and that's why the Gemara is teaching us that doesn't make a difference. If you don't read it the way it's written, you're not yoitza the mitzvah. So we learned in the Mishnah that you can read the Megillah for somebody who speaks that language in that language. Ask the Gemara, v'amrit, haven't we just said that you can't read it in any other language? So how are we understanding when it says you could read it in another language? Answers the Gemara, Rav Shmuel Damar Tavayu, Blaz Yevani. That we're talking about Greek. Ask the Gemara, let's understand what Rav and Shmuel just taught us. Hechidami, Ilam the Ksiva Ashuris, if we say that the Megillah was written in Hebrew, the Karleb Yevonis, and you're reading it in Greek, so that's what we just discussed, is not acceptable, because Hainu Alpeh, that's the case of reading the Megillah by heart, that we said is not acceptable. It's written in Greek. So we're speaking about a situation where the Megillah is written in Greek and you're reading it. Where do we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Yaakov Avinu El? El means like a god. And the reason this is brought here, because this is another halacha, this is another limud that was taught by Rabbi Acha B'Shem Rabbi Lazar. That Rabbi Lazar, that's why I mentioned here. The pasuk says, "V'yatz shenemar, v'yatz shemetz mizbeach." Yaakov Avinu, as he's leaving the home of Lavan to go to Yisrael, and he bought property in Shechem. So the pasuk says, "V'yatz shemizbeach, v'yikra loy el elahei Yisrael." So if we're going to say that the pasuk means that Yaakov called Hashem Kael, this akadatach lemizbeach called Yaakov Eil, that Yaakov called him as Beach Eil, so the pasuk should have said v'yikra lo Yaakov mibayle, that Yaakov called him as Beach Eil. The fact that the pasuk says v'yikra lo Yaakov Eil mi kara Eil, who called Yaakov Eil, who gave Yaakov this important title, Elokei Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we go back to the Megillah. And we just said that if somebody reads the Megillah in Greek, if the Megillah was written in Greek, he's Yotza. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, it says in a Braisa, Kara Giftis. Giftis is the language they spoke in Egypt. Or Ivris, in Evra Anor, that's the language that they spoke. Loi Or Ilmis is what they spoke in Elam. Modis is what the Modim spilled. Yivonis, Lo Yotza. So Rav and Shmuel says that you are Yotza in Greek. This Braisa clearly indicates that you're not Yotza when you read the Megillah in Greek. Answers the Gemara, Holoi dami alaha, giftis le giftim, ivris le ivrim, ilmis le ilmim, yivanim levanim Yotza. The Mishnah that says you could read it in Greek is speaking about you read it for a Greek. And here when it says that you're not yoitzu when you read it in Greek. It's speaking about a situation where you're reading it in Greek for an individual who does not understand Greek. Ihochi, Rav Shmuel, Amai Mukmil Masnitsin, Blaz Yivonis, if that's the case, that the halacha that you could read in another language is if the person who you are reading it for understands that language. So ask the Gemara, why do they have to specify Greek? Likman b'kolas, they could be speaking about any foreign language, and as long as you fulfill the conditions, which are that the person understands that language, and the Megillah is written in that language, yoytza, el masnisin kebraisa. You have to explain that the Mishnah and the Braisa are talking about the same case. The Mishnah that says if you read it in a different language is speaking about a case where you read it in a way that it's not understand. So we have to understand the Rav and Shmuel are going to say that Greek is different than all other languages. Whereas all other languages, you could only read the Megillah for people who understand that language. By Greek, as we're going to learn, we've actually learned it already, that Greek is different, and it can be read even for, the Megillah can be read in Greek, even for people who don't speak Greek, and even in a place where Greek is not the language. Ask the member, we just read a Braisa, V'ktani Yevonis Levonim. The Greek is only acceptable for Greeks in L'kula Alma, for people who don't understand Greek, or it's not a place where Greek is spoken, loy. Answers the Gemara, Eimad Amar, Rav and Shmuel, who are now saying the Greek is always acceptable, are following the opinion of Shimon Gamliel, the Tanan, whose opinion we learned on Daf Chesu Mebeis. Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Af Svarim Lo Yatiru Shiyichtavu, he didn't, Sifrei Torah were not allowed to, Sifrei Kodesh were not allowed to be written in any language, Ela Yevonis. And Rav and Shmuel are following Shimon Gamliel's opinion. So ask the Gemara, if the basis for what Rav and Shmuel are saying is because they follow the opinion of Shimon Gamliel, so ask the Gemara, the Lamer, Halakha of Shimon Gamliel. So they just say that we follow his opinion. Answers the Gemara, I amri Halakha of Shimon Gamliel. If they was just said, Halakha of Shimon Gamliel, have a mina hanamil shar svarim. By all other svarim, that's where Rav Shimon Gamliel says that you can read it in Greek. Ava Megillah, but the Megillah that the Pasuk says, Ksiba Kiksovim, Emeloi, that even Rav Shimon Gamliel will agree that Greek is not acceptable, Kamash Malan, that even though the Pasuk in the Megillah does use the word Kiksovim, that means all other languages. Greek, as we learned earlier, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, is an exception to the rule. Valoy is Hishama Ashurus. But if somebody who doesn't speak Lashon Kodesh hears it in Lashon Kodesh, the loch is his yotza. Says the Gemara, V'lo yoda my kamri. Says the Gemara, but if the person doesn't speak any Hebrew, he doesn't understand the Megillah. How could he be yotza the Megillah if he doesn't understand the word? Answers the Gemara, Mida dehava anosh v'ameoritz. It's no different than anoshim, than women and ameoritz that don't understand the Megillah and a Yotza, as even though they don't understand Lashon Kodesh. Maskula Ravina, Ota Anan, and Ravina asks, I don't even understand the question. The entire Megillah is not understood by anyone, because the Megillah says, HaKrishtanim B'nei Merochim. The Megillah says that after Haman was hung, Esther asked from Achashverosh that he should abolish the decree that Haman made that he wanted to destroy all the Jews. So Achashverosh said that he had already sent out those decrees. He had already signed them with his ring. But what Achashverosh said, that Mordechai should write a new set of letters where Klal Yisrael, with the Jews, would have a right to congregate and protect themselves. And that letter will also be signed by the king, and that should be sent out. And how should it be sent out? The Pasuk says, V'yishlach svarim b'yad ha-rotzim, roich v'yarechesh, ha-chashtanim b'nei ha-merob mochim. So when we read those words in the Megillah, says the Gemara Miyadinan, do we know what they say? Just so how do we read them? The answer is mitzvahs kriya b'sumei nisa. We do what we're supposed to do. The mitzvah is to read the Megillah, and by reading the Megillah, we create a person of nice. Hachanami, even if somebody hears the Megillah and Lashon Kodesh and he doesn't understand it, still his yotze the mitzvah a kriya of b'sumei nisa. So we see from here that the point of the Megillah is the b'sumei nisa. And once the Megillah is read, you have the concept of Pesumei Nisa. And that's why the halacha is that if the Megillah should be read, as we discussed earlier in the Masechta, specifically with a minyan, if not with a minyan, and preferably even with more of a tzibur than a minyan. Because as we just learned, the whole point of the Megillah is Pesumei Nisa. And if we read, and Pesumei Nisa, of course, is accomplished more when you have more people. So the question, however, is, can somebody heard the Megillah without a minion, or a smaller minion, a smaller group, and then he has the opportunity to go to shul and hear the Megillah with a larger group. So what is the halacha? Should he hear the Megillah again to fulfill, as we just discussed, the concept of Pesumei Nisa, or should he already heard the Megillah, there is no point in hearing it again. So there's a very important point to be made here, which is a concept that's discussed in many areas of halacha. The point of hearing the Megillah with a large group is a hiddur mitzvah. But you could only fulfill, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the obligation of hiddur mitzvah as you're fulfilling the mitzvah. If you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, you cannot have hid the mitzvah without a mitzvah. So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he says this by Hilchos Chanukah, but it's applicable here as well. You already were yoytz the mitzvah Megillah. The entire reason why you're getting together with a group now is to have more pirsum aneis. So that's a hid mitzvah. But if you already fulfilled the mitzvah, you cannot fulfill hidden mitzvah without in a time when you're not fulfilling the actual mitzvah. We learned in the Mishnah, Kar Sarugim, Kar Misnanim, Yotza. Says the Gemara, Lehav Yodah Rabbanan, my Sarugim. The Chazal did not know what is the definition of Sarugim. So the Sfas Emes asks, how could they not know what Sarugim is? Sarugim is a word that we find often in Shas. The question, so says the Sfas Emes, the question that they did not know was, what is the definition of Sarugim? Is it only small breaks, or is it even a large break? And the Nafkamina will be, as we're going to learn, that could be that if there was a large interruption in the Kriyas HaMegillah, that would be unacceptable. Because our Mishnah says Kar Sarugim is Yotzah, but if the definition of a Sarugim means only small interruptions, so you'll only be Yotzah if you had small interruptions. But if you'll have larger interruptions, you would not be Yotzah. If, on the other hand, the definition of Sarugim says the Sfas Emes means even large interruptions, so you would be Yotzah even with a large interruptions. They did not know what exactly is the halachic definition of Sarugim. Shama la'amsa de Rebbe, they heard the maid in Rebbe's home, who, as we're going to see, was a linguist. She spoke very well. The Kamala Rabbanan, Dava Ayla Paske Paskele Bei Rebbe. They were entering the yeshiva in small groups. So she said to them, At Mosai Atem Nechnosum Sarugim Sarugim. So from here we see that the definition explains the Sfas Emes of Sarugim is only with small interruptions, not large interruptions. Says the Gemara, Lehavi Yodah Rabbanan, the Rabbanan did not know what is the definition of the word Chalgalgalois. Chalgalgalois is a type of a vegetable. And the reason they need to know it is, Rashi explains, because the Mishnah, Masechta Yuma, teaches us that the Kohen Gadol, for the week before Yom Kippur, and Erev Yom Kippur, we try to do everything that Chas V'Shalom shouldn't have an emission on Yom Kippur. And Chalgalgalois is one of the foods that causes an emission. So they needed to know what vegetable is Chalgalgalois. Tosfos explains that we discussed earlier in our Masechta the halachas of Azov. But one of the fundamental halachas of Azov is the person only considered Azov if the Ziva came without any external cause for the ziva. If there was an external cause for the ziva, then the individual is not considered a zov. So chalgalgalois is a food that could cause ziva. And therefore, if somebody will become a zov after he ate chalgalgalois, then the halach is that he would not be considered a zov with all the hilchas tuma that we've discussed. So they did not know what chalgalgalois were. Lo yavi yadi rabbanon my chalgalgalois. The rabbanon did not know what chalgalgalois are. Shamal amsud bei Rebbe, but they heard Rebbe's maid. Damar lei lahu gavra dava kamavad parpechini. There was a person that was spreading out the vegetable that's called parpechini, and she said to him, ad mosay atem vaza chalgalgalois. So they knew parpechini is chalgalgalois. Says the Gemara. The pasuk says in Mishlei, "Salsal of a time remecha." What the word "salsal" means? Says the Gemara, "Shamal amsud bei Rebbe." They heard this maid. The havas amel who gavred have a mapk memazia. There was a person who was combing his hair. Amalei amosu atem salsal basarcha. So you see, "salsal" means to turn. The pasuk says and tell him, "Send, put your burden on a Kaddish Baruch Hu." I'm a rabbi, b'bechana. Sim nechada, have a zilna b'hade ha'utayo. I was walking with this individual, v'kod darina tuna, and I was carrying a package. V'amali, shikol yahavcha v'shodeh gemloi. Take your package and put it on my camel. So the Gra explains what's pshat in this Gemara. He says, because the pasuk is not so hard to understand. So he says, what the Gemara here means to teach us is the Chazal did not know how much bitachin we have to have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we have to do as much as we have to do, try to expend as much effort as possible, and then after we've expended all of our effort, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the rest? Or are we able to completely rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So this woman brought a raya from the Arab merchant. The Arab merchant said to this person, put your entire package on me. What was she saying? What she was saying was that a person could completely rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of everything. Lo havia de Rabbanan. The Rabbanan did not know what is the meaning of the pasuk in Yeshaya. V'tatasiya b'tata hashmeid. Says the Gemara, Shamal Amsud bei Rebbe, Dav Amis l'chaverta. She was talking to a friend, and she told her, Shikulu tatisa v'tate beisi. Take a broom and sweep out the house. And the pshat in the pasuk is that Kadosh Baruch Hu will sweep away all of our enemies, destroy them. So says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, since we spoke about Sarugin, so says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Kara Sarugin, if one read the Megillah, Sarugin, Yotza. Sarusin, but if he read each pasuk serusin backwards, lo yotza. Ramuna amar shem Rabbi Yehuda, apis serugin. Even by serugin, as we mentioned earlier, im shom kedei ligmas kula. If the time, if you took a break, the interruption was so long that you could have read the entire Megillah, the halach is chayzel roish. Amar Rabbi Yosef, halacha ramuna shom shem Rabbi Yehuda. That's the halacha. But ask the Gemara, amle. Now we said a new halacha, that shah kedei ligmas kulay, if your interruption was enough time that you could have finished the entire Megillah, then you're not yotza. But now we need to understand how much time does that represent. Amalei Abayel Rabbi Yosef, kedei ligmas kulay, what does that mean? Meicha dekoyle sefer, from wherever I am up to in reading the Megillah to the end of the Megillah, adilma mireishel sefer. What does it mean from the amount of time it takes to read the entire Megillah? Amalei, so he says when we say the shir, it means mereshit l'sefer, the time it takes to read the entire Megillah. Dim kein, because if you're going to say it depends where you are up to in the Megillah till finishing the Megillah, im kein nosatet v'rech l'shurim, then every person's interruption will be different. If I'm almost at the end of the Megillah, Kedei Ligmas Kula is a very short amount of time. If I'm at the beginning of the Megillah, it's a much longer time. And when Chazal establishes Shir, they establish a Shir which is consistent. But even though we're learning now that when Chazal establish a shear, they establish one consistent shear, and the shear k'day ligmas kulay, as we just learned, is from the beginning of the Megillah to the end of the Megillah, still, the halacha is that there are different people that take different amount of time to read the Megillah. Some people read the Megillah, it takes them longer. Some people read the Megillah, it takes them less time. Say the Paiskim, that when we measure the shear of K'day Ligmar Skulai, we measure it for every person according to the amount of time it takes that individual to read the Megillah. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Yimi Abba, Amar Rav, Halakra Muna, that if your interruption was K'day Ligmar Skulai, you have to go back to the beginning of the Megillah. V'Shmuel Amar, Ein Halakra Muna, the halakha is that even if the interruption was a long interruption, K'day Ligmar Skulai, you still yoitza. B'Sura Machtna Hacha, that was the version that they learned in Surah. But says the Gemara, Pamadisa, Master Hacha. In Pamadisa, they learned this way. Amar Rav Kahana, Marav, Halach Kramuna, Vishmul Amar, En Halach Kramuna, Rabibi, Masni Ipcha, he added just the opposite. The Rav Amar, En Halach Kramuna, that we don't take Ramuna's strict approach, Vishmul Amar, Halach Kramuna, that we do take the strict approach. Says the Gemara, I'll prove to you that Rabibi's version that Shmuel takes the stricter approach is correct. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Nekoit the Rabibi Biyotcha. Rabibi is correct. The Shmuel who the Chayash Lichido. Shmuel is the one that is concerned for the strict opinion of one individual. The Loch is, the Tanan, Shmeres Yovim. Somebody lost her husband and they did not have, and the husband never had any children. So the Loch is that she has to have Yivam Mechalitza. This woman who's waiting for Yibam Chalitza for one of the brothers of our deceased husband, Kiddush Ochav Esachoysa. One of the brothers did Kiddushin with a sister of the Shemer Shiovim. Says the Gemara, Mishim Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seira Amru, Oimrim Loi, we tell this brother, Hamtem Achiyasa Chicha Gadol. Wait to one of the other brothers. And the reason the Gemara says Achicha Agadol, because the halacha always is, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, in Masechta Yevamos, that the Ach Agadol, the oldest brother, should do the Yibam. And the Chiddush explains the Rashba is, that even though we're dealing with a situation where there is an older brother, and as we just said, that when there is an older brother, the primary responsibility of Yibam falls on that older brother. Still, if one of the younger brothers did Kedusha with the sister, he should not consummate the marriage until Yibam or Chalitza is done. Amar Loi, Hamtem Achiyasa Achicha Gadol Maisa. They'll do Yibam or Chalitza, and that will be enough. And the reason explains the Ramban. Because as soon as the brother died, the other brothers have a concept which we're going to be discussing extensively in Mitzvah Shem, in Masechta Yevamos, a concept of Zika. There's a relationship that's formed with the death of that brother between the sister, between that woman and this brother. And therefore, the being Mekadosh, the sister, is considered that he's been Mekadosh Achos Ishtai. Of course, says Tosfos, that this is only if the Kedushin took place after the brother died. But if the Kedushin took place before the brother died, then this halacha would not apply. That's the opinion of Rashi and Tosfos. The Meiri disagrees. And the Meiri holds that even if the Kedushin took place before, but the Kedushin, as we just said, doesn't represent the consummation of the marriage. And since the Kedushin does not represent the consummation of the marriage, he has to wait, even under those circumstances, to do Nisuin until this woman has Eris, until this woman has Yibam or Chalitza. The halacha here is, that's what this entire Gemara holds, is only in a situation where there are other brothers. However, if he was the only brother, the halacha would be different. Vam Shmuel, and the halacha is, said Shmuel, halacha Yehuda ben Beseira. So we see that Shmuel was concerned for one Tana's opinion, which is a Chumra. Similarly, says Rabibi, in our Gemara, Shmuel's going to be concerned for Amunah's opinion, and Shmuel's going to hold, Shah Kedei Ligmar Skula, you have to you have to do over the Megillah. Tanabon, Hishmet ba Sofer Osius, a psukim. If the Sofer, when he wrote the Megillah, left out some words, a psukim, and the person who's reading the Megillah read them out by heart, like we know in those days, whenever they read Sifrei Kodesh, the Metagim said his part by heart, his Yotza. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, the Brisa says, if in the Megillah there are words that are not clear or torn out, if you could still see that there was a word there, Ksheir, the Megillah is kosher. Vimlav, otherwise Psula. So how can we say that the Megillah's missing words is still kosher? Answers the Gemara, Loi Kasha. The Brisa is talking about Mekula. If the entire Megillah looks that way, then the Megillah is possible. Habe Mektsasa, but if the Megillah is only missing some of the words, then the halacha is that it's fine. And as the Brisker Rav explains, the mitzvah of reading Sefer Torah is called a Kriya Shalimud. And when we read from a Sefer Torah, we'll be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kriya Satorah. And of course, a Torah is not allowed to miss any word. The Torah is only the Torah when the Sefer Torah is complete. But as we said earlier, explains the Brisker Rav, the purpose of reading the Megillah is for Pesumei Nisa. The Pesumei Nisa is accomplished even if some of the words are missing. Tana Rabbanan, Hishman Ba'akari Pasuk Echad. If this person who's reading from the Megillah left out a Pasuk, La Yoyma, he should not say, Ekras Kula, I'll read the entire Megillah, and then, Vakach Ekras Pasuk, and then when I finish reading the entire Megillah, I'll make up the Pasuk that I missed. El Kaira, Maisa Pasuk Eilut. You have to go back to that Pasuk and read the entire Megillah. Similarly, Nichnas Beis HaKnesses, if you enter a shul, or Mata Tziba, and he meets the Tziba that's already in the middle of the Megillah, Kaira Chetzia, and they're already in the middle of the Megillah. Lo Yayma, Ekra Chetzia, I'll hear the second half of the Megillah in Matzibur, Vakach, Ekra Chetzia, and then I'll make up the first half that I missed. The halach is the Megillah must specifically be read in the proper order. El Kairai Soi Mitchilos Vatsoifei. We learned in the Mishnah, Misnamnim Yoitze. Ask the Gemara, Heichi Dami Misnamnim, what is the definition of a Misnamnim? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Nim V'loi Nim, Tiv V'loi Toir. He's not completely up, and he's not completely sleeping. What does that mean? The Karolei, if you'll call him for ani, he could be able to answer. However, v'loyad l'dur isfara, something that requires logic, something that requires more understanding, that he can't do. However, v'chimitka l'mitka, he's able to understand something. As the Rashbam gives a nice way of understanding this, if you ask him where you place something, he won't be able to say where it is. But if you remind him where it is, then he'll remember, then the halacha is that it's fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that when we're speaking about Misnamnim, we're speaking about a person who's reading the Megillah. So somebody who's reading the Megillah in this status of being a Misnamnim, says the Mishnah Berurah, so he's reading every word. He's not reading every word with the proper alertness that he should have, but he is reading every word. But somebody who hears the Megillah as a Misnamnim is probably missing words of the Megillah, and that's why he's not Yotza. Ha'yukaisa darsha magia im kivan liba Yotza. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. Ask the Marhechid Dami, exactly what is the case of this Megillah? Either come asada psuka psuka, if it's talking about a case that the cipher is writing every word of the Megillah, he's saying the words of the Megillah and then writing it. Why will he be Yotza? Apehava. He's reading the Megillah not from a Megillah. And if he's not reading the Megillah from a Megillah, he's not Yotza. Ella, the Kasa Psuka, what happens is that he wrote a Pasuk and then the Karolei. Ask the Gemara, Miyotza. Could somebody be Yotza reading the Megillah this way? Halach Kedivrei Omer, Kula. that you have to read the entire Megillah. The Filim and Amid that we're going to learn in our coming shiur, that you can read it from Ish Yehudi and still be Yotz the Mitzvah, the halacha is Tzrich Shtei Ksuva Kula. And there, you don't have the entire Megillah written. Says the Gemara, what happened? It was El de Mancha Megillah Kamei. There was a kosher Megillah in front of you. The Karol Eminah Psuka Psuka. And what this person is doing is he's reading one pasuk from the Megillah and then writing it. And that's and there halach is that if you had kavana to be yoytz the mitzvah, then the halach is that you yoytz the mitzvah. So the Chavos Yor says, what we see from here, that you have to have kavana to be yoytz the mitzvah as you're reading it from the Megillah that's in front of you. But writing the Megillah itself is not going to be acceptable. Says the Chavos Yor, from here we see that, so he says, we throughout Shas have a question. It's ksiva kadibur. Is writing equivalent to saying? So Shavi Yaakov says, from our Gemara, it seems that ksiva is not kadibur. Because of ksiva kadibur, why do you have to have kavana as you're writing, as you're reading? To be yoitza, we could say ksiva kadibur, and you're writing it should be enough. The Chavos Yor, who, as I just said, throughout Shas, is of the opinion that ksiva kadibur. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger tries to understand how would the Chavos Yor explain our Gemara. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that Megillah is different. The Megillah, as we just discussed and our Mishnah taught us, Karol Peh is lo yotzom. So it says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, even though if we learn B'chol HaTorah Kula, Ksiva Kadibur, when it comes to the Megillah, just like we just learned that the halacha is the Karol Peh lo yotzom, writing it is also lo yotzom. Another explanation Rabbi Akiva Eiger gives is that when you're writing the Megillah and you're writing the Pesukim of the Megillah, you're writing the Megillah Pasuk by Pasuk. But as you're writing the Megillah Pasuk by Pasuk, you're not, the Megillah that you're writing is not a complete Megillah. It's not a complete Megillah until you finish writing the entire Megillah. And we learned that to be Yoytz the Mitzvah, you have to have an entire Megillah in front of you. And that's why even if we'll say Ksiva Kadibur, here, since the halacha is, you have to have a whole Megillah, you don't have a whole Megillah, and that's why you're not Yoytzah. Leim Messiah, so we're learning that the way the Megillah is being written is that you have a kosher Megillah in front of you, and you're copying from that kosher Megillah. Says the Gemara, Leim Messiah, the Rabbi Babachana. This is a right halacha the Rabbi Babachana taught us. Dom Rabbi Babachana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, also Lichtoiv, Ois Achash Leim Niksav. You're not allowed to write even one letter. As you're writing Ksivei Kodesh, you have to copy it from one sefer. So, and this is a raya, that's the proper way to do it. Says the Gemara, it's not a raya. Dilma Esrami Esrami. That's the way it happened, but it doesn't mean that you have to do it. Gufa, and the Gemara discusses this halacha. Amar Rabbi Babachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, also lichtav ois achash leim niksav. When writing Ksivei Kodesh, you have to have a sefer in front of you to write from as you write the words. Meisvei, Amar Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Meisvei Rabbi Meir, Shalach Labas Shana Basya. He went to determine if the year should be a leap year in Asher, and he was there on Purim, V'loi Hoshah Megillah, and there was no Megillah available, V'kosma B'libay, he wrote the entire Megillah from what he remembered by heart, V'kara, so you see that you don't have to write it from an existing Megillah. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Avuah, Shani Rameya, the Mekayim Rebbe, when we speak about Rameya, he's an individual that the Pasuk Mishlei says, V'afapecha Yishir Nadecha. He knows all of the Torah, he knew all of the Torah. And the Sfasema says, Afapecha means the eyelids. Why the Torah considered like the eyelids? The Torah is compared to eyes. We have to think about the Torah all of the time. What does that mean? The pasuk is referring to Divrei Torah. The ksiv, but the Torah pasuk in pasuk in Mishlei regarding Divrei Torah says hasaf enechaba. If you forget, don't pay attention to Torah for one moment, veinena, it's gone. Vafilu Hachi Misham Eitzer Remeya. Remeya was a person that never forgot a word of the Torah. Says the Gemara, Rav Chisda, Ashkechel Rav Chanano Davakos Sfarim Shloim Riksav. That he was writing Sfarim, not from a written Sefer. You are a person that can write the whole Torah. Elakach Amr Chachamim, even though you could technically do it, Chazal taught us, also lift up Eis Achas Shloim Riksav. Midakamar, Call a Torah Kula Ruish Tkasa Picha, Meklal, the Mishur Metzloi, that he knew Call a Torah Kula. So, how did Rav Chisda learn that somebody who knows Call a Torah Kula should not write it that way? Ramea Kosov. So, how did Ramea write the Torah, write the Megillah, not from an existing Megillah? Answers the Gemara, Shasat Chak Shani. In other words, certainly Lechatchila, you should write the Megillah from an existing Megillah, but if it's a Shasat Chak, it's kosher anyway. Says the Gemara, Abai Sharlah Ludvei Bar Havu, he let the people from the family Bar Havu, Lemichtav Tefillah Mezuzos, Shloik Menaksav. Kaman, Kahai Tana, whose opinion was he following? The Tanya, Rabbi Yoyim Mishum Rabbeinu, Tefillah Mezuzos Nechtavis, Shloik Menaksav. Tefillah and Mezuzos could be written even not from an existing pair, Tefillah or Mezuzah. Vein Tzricha Sirtet, they don't need Sirtet. Vilchasa, Tefillin ain't tzrich and sirted. Tefillin indeed don't need sirted. Mezuzah tzrich and sirted. Idi v'idi, and both tefillin and mezuzahs, nechtav v'shloim and eksav, maitama grisin, migras grisin. The words of the tefillin and mezuzahs are words that we're all so familiar with, and since we're all so familiar with those words, they don't have to be, we know them by heart, everybody knows them by heart. Tefillin don't need sirted, because the tefillin are always covered. And it's very complicated to undo the tefillin, the boxes of the tefillin. Mezuzahs, which are easier to take out of the case, therefore they need sirtet. We learned in the Mishnah, the Megillah was written, Besam, Besikr, Bekumis, Bekankatam, Ala Nai, Vela Difter, Ala Yotza. Says the Gemara explains everything what it means. Sam is some sort of a chemical called Samach, Sama, and it's a gold type of color. Sakra Amar Rabba Bechana, Sakarta Shema. It's called Sakarta. Kumas is Kuma. It's the sap of a tree. Kankatam Charta Doshkafi. It's the polish that's used by shoemakers. Diftara is a klaf, the Meliach Vekumiach, that they put into salt, into flour. However, it also, a proper klaf has to be put into afatsim, into gold nuts, and this wasn't. Nir is machka. It's a type of leather that's made out of grass, not out of the hide of an animal. At Mishnah said further, the Mishnah, the Megillah had to be written, Achte ksuva shirs. The ksiv, because it says in the Megillah, kiksava mekuzmanim. Furthermore, the Megillah had to be written a sefer on klaf, ubidiyoy with black ink. Menalon, how do we know this halacha? Answer the Gemara, ask you, ksiv ksiva. Ksiv hoch, it says in the Megillah, v'tichtav Esther amalka, v'ksiv hosom, when Baruch B'neiah spoke about Megillas Eicha, V'yomelam Baruch Mipivi Korei Elai as Kala Dvar Me'ela, I wrote Megillas Eicha that Yirmiyah dictated to me, V'nekaisev al Sefer B'diyoy, so we see that here too, the Megillah should be written al Sefer B'diyoy.